concepts in general are important to you now that you've got this job as coordinator? What offensive concepts are kind of most important?
Well, the most important thing to me is going forward is just putting our guys in a position to succeed. I think that's our jobs as coaches, and you know, we've got good playmakers, and we need to make sure they get the ball.
I'm sure that's easier said than done, though. What are some ways that you're going to try to do that maybe we haven't seen in the past?
Well, I've been here for 7 years. I know Cookie, I know Kenny, I know Nate, I know Damian. I know what these guys do well, and now it's on me to get them the ball and get them in positions to succeed. Our job as coaches is to create as many one-on-ones as possible, and they've got to win.
Can you practice calling a game, is the only way to learn that to start doing it?
I think that, yeah, it's trial by fire. You just get in there and do it. And obviously, there's so many things that we've done here, you know, with simulating game-like situations. So we've gone through drills like this before.
You excited about that part of it? I mean, you have a pretty clear sense of how it's going to go and how you'll be thinking through it through everything?
Well, you never envision this, your first opportunity to come like this, but it's a great opportunity for me to help this football team, and that's my job, is to do whatever I can to help this team.
Anything down when you first got the job, you say, I want to do this first, or this is my first order of business, or how did you kind of approach things starting?
There were definitely things that I believed in that I wanted to share with the players as far as kind of my goals, my philosophies, and my thoughts of where this offense needs to go.
But what do you see as some of the things? I know you probably can't get into intricate detail, but some things that you think need to be done better before the end of the season here.
Well, we need to execute better. Obviously, we're in this situation for a reason. And however that is, however we believe as an offensive coaching staff to increase production.
But part of your plan potentially to get Jake maybe outside the pocket a little bit, get him on the move, do some more things with him, make him a little bit more difficult to defend?
Our goal is going to be to play to all of our players' strengths, and obviously that is one of Jake's, is his ability to extend plays and make plays with his legs.
How much things changed for you, I guess, through the eyes of the players, you think, this week? Have you had players start to campaign to you here already?
Not yet. Damian kind of tugged at the Arkansas strings a little bit, trying to get the ball early on, but not really. I mean, I feel like I have a really good relationship with all these guys. I've known them for a long time. Like I said, I think we all understand we're in this together. It's about us. It's about the Titans organization and turning this thing around and get it going the right way.
The players seemed really excited yesterday to have you there. So to know you have their support, particularly Jake, how easy does that make the transition for you?
Well, I think it's about respect. And I think that they understand the job that I've been, given at this point. And it just, I think they understand my vision. I think they're excited about that going forward, and I think they understand that my thought process. Now we got to do it, we got to see how it's going to turn out, but I think we're all excited about this opportunity, and we're playing a really good football team, and we're going to find out what kind of team we are.
Now, Jared said yesterday there's a lot of dinger in what he's seen so far. How much has your relationship with Mike, influenced what you'd like to do?
Well, obviously Mike I would consider probably one of my biggest mentors outside of a couple of the guys here with Coach Fisher and Coach Schwartz and Munch. Those are, Dinger, obviously, I was with him for however many years, and we're extremely close. And, there's definitely a thought process, an offensive philosophy that I did have Dinger and I did share.
Seeds preach, balance, run, and pass. Are you the type of coach that tries to be stubborn about that during a game, or if something's working, you're just going to stick with it?
I think you'd be pragmatic. Whatever's working, that's what it is. And some games it might be called 40 runs, some games it might be called 60 passes. We don't want to, we're not going to lock ourselves into that.
When Mike was going, I guess, through his cancer treatment that season, I know you took on a bigger role even then. I mean, did you do some game plan leading up to
those last 4 weeks? I did all the game plan stuff, and of course, Mike, being the man that he was not going to miss a Sunday. So I have gone through this process before, and I've never called the plays. I was very involved that last game at Indy that we lost on the fumbled snap with the play calling, obviously, because that was the 1 week that Dinger didn't show back up until Saturday. But so I've been through this. As a quarterback coach, you're so involved in the passing game, red zone, third down. I mean, you're always game playing. And it's not one guy. It's the offensive staff picking their ideas, putting their ideas up, and you choose the best one. At the end of the day, that's what I told the offensive staff. We're all in this together. I just have 51% of the say.
Yeah. You worked significantly longer hours the last couple of days, or?
No, I was a quality control guy for 4 years, so the long hours are something I'm used to. The thing that I want to give a lot of credit to is the guys on the staff. Those are the guys that have, everyone, you know, we're a man down, so everyone chipped in. This thing didn't, we didn't find out till late Monday night, you know, and after Coach got back from his radio show or TV or whatever media stuff he had going on. So it has been an interesting week, to say the least, but those guys have done a great job chipping in and doing their parts.
Obviously, you never know when you're going to get an opportunity, but when you got into coaching, you may be a little ahead of schedule to get to this point from what you expected.
Not what I expected, maybe what you expected.
I mean, did you have some, I guess, nerves going in? You know, obviously, first time calling a game.
Not nerves. I'm excited about this opportunity. It's something that I've, you know, obviously wanted to do when I got into coaching and envisioned doing. And I envisioned that process happening at a fast rate. I mean, that's what I expected.
I mean, why? I mean, you figure you're that good?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I have confidence in my own ability, and I've been fortunate to be around some really good football coaches, and I've had an opportunity to learn from a lot of good people.
You make a statement.
How intense were those 4 weeks for you when you were game planning a couple of years ago?
Intense. Elaborate.
Just like the preparation.
Well, it was no different as far as from the preparation standpoint from a position coach to coordinator. At the end of the day, the process works like this. So you're going first to second down. The run game guys are doing their stuff. The pass game guys are doing their stuff. You all come in together and you put your ideas up, so it's a group making those decisions. One guy calls at the end of the day, but even in between series, hey, what call do you like here? Do you like this play or this play better? So it's a group effort. At the end of the day, you're the one calling the plays. You have the final say. It falls on you. Everything good or bad falls on you.
Dale, a lot of fans probably think the coaching switch here can it make a difference. It's going to still be the same players. What do you say for that?
I think everything that Coach Munchak's doing is to make a difference. I think that's why the players are excited at this point, because I think that they want to do better, and I think that everyone has faith and hope that this was the right move to kind of spark something and you know, maybe change something. And I don't, you know, it's always tough. It's a tough situation with Coach Palmer, but that's the decision Coach Munchak made, and that's what we're all going forward with.
Is it realistic to expect a lot of change, though, in just a week's time like this without, you know, any?
You know, in a lot of ways, everyone talks about the change. Every offense is similar. I mean, every offense has option routes. Every playbook has, you know, versions of a West Coast or a run-and-shoot concept. No one reinvented this game. Like, all these concepts have been – run since the 1970s. You know, there's nothing new.
Dinger had obviously a little bit of a mean streak. Do you have to have some of that in you yourself now?
I'm going to be myself. Yeah. You know, and then that's whether it be mean or whatever it is, I'm going to be myself. And, you know, you'd have to ask someone else what they thought about that.
Yeah.
Would you like to have Dinger? I mean, have you ever thought the last couple of days, boy, I wish he was here for a resource. I'd like to bounce this off him, or
I there'd probably not 3 days go by in a row when I don't think about Coach Ding. You know, we were extremely close. Like I said, I consider him my mentor. I looked up to him. He took me under his wing when I was a quality control guy. Had the opportunity to coach the quarterbacks under him. I learned a lot of football from him, and you know, I miss him a lot.
Coach Munchak described you as a football junkie. You take that as a compliment, and what does it mean exactly?
I do. I think that it means that that's my only really interest outside of my family is football. And when I'm not here, I'm probably thinking about it or doing something or bothering Coach Franklin at Vanderbilt or, you know. And so, to me, football is one of the most important things in my life.
Have you given a final call on whether you'll call it from up top or down low, much after saying that you've done both, and do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference, really. I would imagine with a young quarterback, I'll probably be on the sideline for that purpose. But nothing, you know, I don't think we've made a decision yet.
At some point, when people say that's clearly a Dowell Loggins coached offense, what do you think they'll be looking at some point?
Well, I hope that it's a disciplined group that, you know, performs to the – I hope that we max out every player. And I think that's the biggest thing is – can we, as an offensive staff, max out these players, do things right, be disciplined, don't turn the football over, don't make dumb mistakes?
You want to start off with a splash? I mean, you got a flea flicker, maybe first
play. Maybe the first play of the game.
Yeah.
Double reverse. No, we haven't gotten that far yet with the game planning. We're still in the trying to put in the red zone right now.
There's a little bit of talk about option routes. I know Chris Palmer certainly had a lot of option routes in there. And Jake seemed to indicate yesterday he wasn't necessarily a huge fan of that. Do you think there'll be less of that with you?
Well, I've had the opportunity to work for three different or four different offense coordinators. When I was in Dallas, Sean Payton was the offense coordinator. Norm Chow, when he was the offense coordinator, Mike Heimerdinger, and Coach Palmer. Every offense had option routes. You know, everyone, they don't, like I said before, I don't believe that any offense is that much different. As a young quarterback, Jake needs to execute the plays we call and do his job.
Do you feel like this is kind of a 5-week audition for you, or do you allow yourself to think long term, or do you just take
I just want to beat the Texans. Whatever that is, we just need to win this game. And that's the only focus, I hope, of everyone in this building.
It took the Giants a while to get that system to work with all the option routes. Is that the type of offense where it takes maybe 2-3 years to get it clicking?
Well, they won 2 or 3 Super Bowls, so they've done something right, you know.
I think I remember asking when Blocker was coming back from injury about whether you have to be patient with him, and you said, no, you can't afford to be patient with the league. That kind of way you look at your own job, too? People can't wait for you to kind of develop as a coordinator. You need to hit the ground running and have success right off the bat.
Yes, the same situation with Jake, and you talk about it's the next man up, you know. And when Jake was hurt, then Matt had to play, and he needed to do it. He needed to play well. And now that the decision's been made with Coach Palmer, then I need to do my job, and I need to put these guys in situations to succeed.
Did you get a chance to talk to Chris on?
Yeah, we've talked. Yes, absolutely.
Anything else?
How often has your last name been pronounced?
Congratulations.
I haven't heard it. I've been so swamped, but I have gotten a couple text messages from buddies saying, hey, the NFL Network just called you Dow Logans. You know, so Dow was good because in high school it was Duell Loganes.
Duell.
Yeah.
Duell. Hoping you do well.